You talk about jumping right into the fire. You become chancellor at a very tough time economically. Tell me about some of the concerns you have.
I'd be glad to do that. I actually have heard from a number of people in the past couple of weeks that they feel badly for me that I've come at this particular time. I don't feel that way about it at all. I'm really delighted to be here at this moment. Of course, I'm concerned, as everybody is, not only about the university, but about people in and outside the university whose funds and health coverage and homes are on the line. For the university, I don't yet know what kinds of reductions we'll be asked to absorb. We want to cooperate with the governor and the legislature as they try to deal with what is a really serious problem, and also at the same time advocate for what we think the university can do to help the state and the nation come out of this and flourish.
Would it be responsible at all to speculate as to what might happen in terms of tuition increases or budget cuts or job cuts?
Yeah. I don't know whether it would be responsible or helpful for me to speculate about the cuts simply because I don't have enough information. But it will be significant. I'm quite sure about that. When it comes to tuition, I think virtually everyone in Madison and the state has now heard me say that I believe tuition will have to increase, will have to rise. And the solution to affordability, which is one of my passions, is to increase the amount of financial aid that we can offer students from low and median income families. What I would like to do is ensure that we can hold harmless students from low and median income families when we do increase tuition, so that some of our students wouldn't actually have to pay the increase. That would be my goal. And over the long term, my goal is significantly to increase the financial aid pot we have at UW-Madison so that we can remain affordable to students from every economic background. But it won't be an option, in my view, not to increase tuition. And keeping tuition flat, I don't think, is the key to affordability.
The University of Wisconsin is one of the few institutions of its type that does not extend benefits, fringe benefits, to partners of employees.
Mm-hmm.
What can be done, considering the budget climate right now, about that?
That I think is a very important issue. It's an issue for us of retention and recruitment of our strongest faculty and staff. I know, having come here from Cornell, that we had several faculty members at Cornell we were able to recruit because from Wisconsin because of the absence here of domestic partner benefits, even though the departments to which they came at Cornell are less highly ranked than the departments here at Wisconsin. We don't want to have that happen. So we, the regents have, as part of their pay plan request, also made a request that for domestic partner benefits. I'm sure it will be on the agenda again. We will advocate for it. Whether it will be possible immediately to get that through is a question for others. I think it's a very important benefit for the university and beyond the university at relatively low cost to the state.
And since we're talking about retaining faculty, another challenge has been the pay.
Yes.
And Wisconsin has a big problem with holding on to professors who can make twice as much money at similar institutions around the country.
Yeah. Actually, you're right to say that there are faculty here who could make twice as much elsewhere. And that's a surprising fact, I think. Yes, faculty recruitment and retention and salaries are big issues. What's very gratifying, I think, right now is that we're not hearing a lot of clamoring on the part of faculty or staff for enormous increases, even though that's what the system had foreseen, kind of catch up on pay over these next few years. And the reason is because everybody recognizes what kind of economic environment we're in. Nonetheless, we're going to have to find the funds to keep pace, even though we won't be able to do the catch-up that had been planned. I have said many times, but I'll say it again, I think it is very hard for people to understand why it's important to raise faculty pay when many faculty make quite a bit more than the median family income in a state like Wisconsin.
So make the case. Why is it important?
It's important because we operate in an international market for talent. and the talent that we bring to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, this great research university, serves the state in a number of critical ways, including being an economic engine, and the kind of growth that emerges from strong research universities. We could look at all of the growth areas in the United States and see that they're in areas with really strong research-intensive universities. That helps the state in the short, medium, and long term in ways that really make it our responsibility to keep this university preeminent, and it is preeminent in research and in teaching and outreach. The case that I would make is not people at the university deserve to make more than people doing really extraordinarily important work elsewhere. That's not the case. The case is simply that this is a capitalist system. Markets differ, and universities have become increasingly market-driven over the past 30 years. Not to compete well at the level of pay will ultimately work to the detriment not only of the university, not even indicatively to the detriment of the university, but to the entire state.
We're seeing a growing number of deans being paid, at least in part, by endowments. Is that an idea that can be expanded?
It's certainly our goal to increase private funding over time to help with salaries of all sorts. That's a necessity and a responsibility that we assume, knowing that the state can only do what it can do. But it will take a long time before we can raise the kinds of endowment funds that will allow us to keep pace or gain ground on pay without the increases in state funding. We're heavily dependent on state funding for salaries and benefits.
Biddy Martin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.